Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Lakers lead 14-0 at the half over the USA Patriots in what turned out to be a little bit of a sloppy of the finish of that first half. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we get to this 14-0 score?
Well, we got 14-0 Lakers at the half. 2 1-yard touchdown runs by Jake Kretschmer, one late in the first quarter and one in the middle of the second quarter, Clark. The two-point conversion run by Wisner was good on the first attempt, was not good on the second attempt, so that's where we stand, 14-0. Looking back at it, I think Lakers has as many touchdowns as USA has first downs.
That is correct, yes. Only two first downs in that first half. As we take a look at the individual stats from this first half. First up for the USA on offense, let's start there. 16 plays of offense for just 46 yards altogether. 11 plays rushing the ball for 23 yards. The other 23 yards coming through the air on 3 of 5 passing from Micah Kramer. And no interceptions thanks in part to a hit to the helmet, which negated an interception with 12 seconds left. Leading the rushing attack, unfortunately, only is Hunter Bone with 4 carries for 10 yards altogether. Josh Lang, 2 carries for 8 yards. Allen Raven, 3 carries for 3 yards. And Micah Kramer, 2 carries for 2 yards. Micah Kramer, like I said, is through the air, 3 for 5 for 23 yards, as long as a 13-yard reception. That one to Josh Lang. Hunter Bone with a 13-yard reception. His third completion was to Brendan Prime, but resulted in a loss of 2 yards. On the four of the Laker offense, they have 35 plays of offense for 203 yards altogether, outpacing the USA Patriots by about 150 yards altogether. Leading the way for the Laker on rushing the ball and 155 yards altogether would be Jake Kretschmer with 7 carries, 52 yards in both scores. For the Lakers, close behind, Preston Warren, 7 carries, 43 yards. Corey Minetti, 4 carries for 33 yards. Taylor Cady, 6 carries, 21 yards. And Brendan Wisner, 1 carry for 6 yards. Going on in the field right now would be the Relay for Life night of the Lakers and USA fundraiser. They just had a victory lap, a celebration lap for the survivors leading the pack. And then everyone else could buy a balloon. And that release is happening right now, as everyone is circling all the way around the track and releasing the balloons in honor and awareness of cancer survival. Through the air, Brendan Wisner, 4 for 10 for 48 yards, no interceptions. His long pass was to Jake Kretschmer for 15 yards. Kretschmer brought in 2 for 25 altogether. Taylor Cady, 1 reception for 14 yards, and Preston Warren, 1 for 9 yards as well. Dave Hansen, so Lakers with 203 yards altogether, only leading by 2 touchdowns.
That's a blessing for the USA Patriots, but it also shows that their defense, even though they've given up some yards, they haven't allowed scores. Lakers had one possession where they were down at the 1-yard line and then proceeded to have a penalty back them up and forced a 4-and-out basically after that. So the opportunity to be up 3 or 4 scores for Lakers has been there. USA, on the other hand, I don't know if they've had one play of offense in Lakers' side of the field. It's been an absolute domination by the Lakers in this first half on offense and defense. And again, I expect more of the same. I do expect sort of an audible, so to speak, from USA. I think you're going to see Micah Kramer handle the ball a lot more. They're going to kind of opt out of the run game and see if they can't throw the football a little bit and try to loosen up that pass rush of the Laker defense.
For the Laker defense, 12 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss on top of that. No sacks, and those tackles for a loss go to Cody Runnell, James Dubes, Blake Smithers, Jake Kretschmer, and Andrew Siegfried, each with 1. It's a 4-way tie for the most tackles on defense for the Lakers as well. Adam LeGault, Brendan Wisner, James Dubes, and Preston Warren, each with 2. And then Troy Chapel, Jake Kretschmer, and Andrew Siegfried and Cody Brownell with the other tackles with 1 apiece. On USA's defense, 25 tackles, one tackle for a loss only, no sacks, but three tip passes, no interceptions, and no fumbles in this ballgame yet. One penalty for 15 yards on USA's defense. Leading the way, Blake Ryerson with six tackles on the night. Everyone else with three, it seems. Josh Lang, Ren Prime, Hunter Bone, Cooper Caulfield, who left the game 7 minutes in the first quarter with a dislocated left right elbow, and Drew Revert with three tackles as well. Cade Ryerson, Miles Geiger with one tackle apiece, and Chase Suber with two. The only tackle for a loss went to Jeremy Pulaski with 1 yard loss on that. Zach Fruits has two tip passes, and Hunter Bone with the other. And that's your defensive stats, Dave. What do you think here?
Again, there's not a lot of tackles to go around for Lakers because there hasn't been that many plays run by USA. It's been three and out. Very few first downs for USA in the first half. Again, Lakers played very, very well. We knew they'd be tough to beat. We knew the issue would be, could USA score enough points to keep up with Lakers? I thought the defense played pretty well of the Patriots, but offense has been another story. So I think that'll be the key conversation here in the locker room at halftime as they try to figure out how they're going to score twice and get back into this game.
Now, Dave, let's take you with the scoring as we know it around the region. Harbor Beach leads Brown City at halftime 21-8. Why don't you take us through the rest?
Cass City leads Vassar at the half 22-8. In eight-player football late in the first half, Peck North Huron, no score. Bay City All Saints blanking Owen Gage at the half 36-0. CPS leads New Haven Merritt 22-3.
Hey, all right, a field goal.
That's right. Flint International and Deckerville in a brawl. Deckerville leads by 2 points, 30-28 at the half. Not sure where the defense is in that game. Kingston leads Morris 22-12 at the half.
That's the most surprising score for me so far.
Yeah, we're not surprised at all that Flint International has given Deckerville everything they can handle, but Kingston leading by 10 at the half over Morris. Keep in mind, Morris just took out Deckerville, gave them their first loss last week, so very interesting to see Kingston traveling to Morris and leading in that game.
Then I'm not sure, I apologize, Dave, if you said the score already, but Ubley leading Memphis 43-0 at half.
I did not have that one. 43-0, Ubley leads Memphis.
So not too many surprises in the Greater Thumb Conference. The NCTL, that's a whole different story. Deckerville in a brawl. CPS taking out New Haven Merritt so far. And Kingston so far leading Morris at the half.
And Peck and North Huron, no score late in the first half. So another quality football game there. A battle of good defenses versus the good offenses.
We will return in 1 minute with the second half action right here from USA as the Lakers lead 14-0 over the hosting USA Patriots on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Saturday, October 7th. One day only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Darton factory representatives are on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site. The Viper SS Camo Crossbow, one of Darton's highest performance, most compact models available. Complete package with bow, quiver, scope, and cocking ropes, only $499.95. Talk to Ruger factory reps and check out the Ruger American Bolt Action 450 Bushmaster rifle. It's the legal pistol length caliber for a rifle for deer season in lower Michigan, starting at $399. Find over 120 different models of 450s to choose from. Stainless steel models are $100 off Saturday only. Randy's has Ruger LCP 380 compact pistol starting at $199. Ruger semi-automatic pistols in 9mm or 45 caliber. Your choice. Only $399. Optic specials like the Leopold 3x9x40 scope with custom dial for the 450 Bushmaster. Only $299.95. That's the annual open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
And on to the second act as USA will be kicking off as Lakers won the toss to begin this game, elected to defer to the second half. So number 30 for the USA Patriots, Alan Rabin, will be kicking off for the Patriots. Left to right across your radio, back deep for the Lakers. And they're all white uniforms. Number 1, Troy Chappell. He's a junior. And the other one back there, that looks like it'd be number 8, Jake Kretschmer. Running back, linebacker, speedster. and has both scores so far for the Lakers.